This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
This is Catherine McQuay with the Cops Office. With us today is Dorothy Edwards. Dorothy is the executive director of Green Dot, and she's here today to talk about what Green Dot is and how it applies to law enforcement. So, Dorothy, the obvious question, what is Green Dot?
Green Dot is a community mobilization violence prevention strategy, and it is predicated on the idea that in addressing crime and addressing violence, we have more than just the victim and the perpetrator to work with. We actually have this third character, this third person in the scenario, which is a bystander. And this is, in fact, the largest group in any given community. And this is based on how do we effectively engage and mobilize bystanders to action and use that momentum, harness that force to reduce violence.
And how does it work? You talked about the process. What is the process?
The kind of the conceptual model, the picture, for lack of a better word, is kind of imagining our communities as maps. And on this map, every little red dot indicates one violent act. And every little green dot represents one of these bystanders doing something to make it less likely the next red dot happens. And the basic goal is, how do we create more green dots than red? And in understanding how culture changes, it really is that simple. When green dots begin to mobilize, begin to outnumber and displace the red dots, we will begin to see violence trend down. So the strategy is based on identifying community members and equipping them with a couple of key skills. One is recognizing the quote-unquote red dots that we want them to respond to. What's the violence we want them to notice, recognize? So training them to recognize these warning signs, and then equipping them with green dot responses, simple behaviors, manageable behaviors they could do to address those. The trick is, doing green dots is easier said than done. And what is key to this strategy is understanding that in real life, anyone in any given community, in some situations, is going to find it hard to do a green dot, even when they want to. People don't stand by because they don't care. People stand by because maybe they don't know what to do. Maybe they're not sure what they're looking at. Maybe they're afraid to intervene. Maybe they're concerned about peer pressure. And what we've got to do is create a conversation that says, what are the things that make it hard for you as a community member to do a green dot? And given those obstacles, what are different options that you could do?
So what does your organization do? Is it a training? How do they work with
folks? It is. Right now, we do two different things. There is the Green Dot Violence Prevention Strategy in and of itself. And there are communities, there are kind of state coalitions or individual universities, there are agencies. So really any organization can say, we'd like to do the Green Dot Violence Prevention Strategy. And then we come in and we train them. It's a four-day training, usually on-site. Sometimes they come to us. And we equip them to implement the strategy. The second thing we do is for folks that go, I like a lot of the core ideas of Green Dot, but gosh, the specific nuts and bolts don't work with us. We really like what we're doing. And we can come in and consult and just go, here's how you could integrate some of the knowledge we have about how to engage bystanders into the program that you're already doing.
What do you see as the relationship between community mobilization and community policing?
The connection is that they are both predicated on effectively reaching these community members and building trust and building partnerships and moving folks from kind of passive agreement that violence is wrong, that crime is wrong, to action. And so we face the same challenge. We're trying to build those partnerships and engage our community. So where we can inform each other is really understanding. Where we learn from each other is, what have we already tried? You know, where are the places that I've tried to engage the community and I failed? Where are the places community-oriented policing? Where have they tried to engage and it hasn't been successful? And how do we learn from that and build?
So is that how the strategy can help law enforcement, because they're just taking more of these tools to apply to what they're already doing?
Absolutely. It is about, you know, very often you see exasperated folks, whether it's law enforcement or those of us in prevention, we throw up our hands and we say, why aren't people getting involved? Why aren't people stepping in? The beautiful thing is that does not have to be a rhetorical question. There is a body of research. There's a mature body of science that actually answers that question. There's a list, about 5 to 8 things that prevent people from stepping in and getting involved, from stepping in a high-risk situation. And understanding what those things are and what we can do to get over those obstacles is key to both of our strategies. And so, yeah, the core elements of Green Dot would simply add tools, whether you call it Green Dot or not, would simply add tools to the tool chest of law enforcement that is implementing community-oriented policing strategies.
Green Dot, where did that come from?
You know what? I want to give you a really profound answer. It's really based on the red dot came from just those epidemic kind of maps that we've all seen spread out there. And at the time, I was working in Texas, and the green was the ribbon for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And so that was my first job in the field. And plus red and green, they just seemed to go together.
And how did this become such a passion for you?
You know, mostly I could talk about personal experience. I could talk about how it's impacted my family, this kind of violence. But mostly it's because if I were to accept that numbers like 1 in 3 and 1 in 4 and 1 in 5 were just inevitable, I would be accepting something about the human condition that I'm simply not willing to accept. Because I feel like if we can't rally around reducing how many of our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters and mothers and fathers are raped and beaten and abused, if we can't rally around stopping that, what else is there? What else is there that defines us as human beings? So it just seems the core belief that this can be better than it is.
Let me ask you more of a practical question. So many of the things you just described, a rape and assault, so many of these things seem to happen in an isolated circumstance.
Right.
So how can I get involved, be a green dot in those instances?
Great. Well, there's two things. One is what we know from some research. You all know better than me, probably, the body of research. But it was some federal body that showed that these kind of violent crimes, 60% of them actually have bystanders, actually have people witnessing. That's just the actual violence. That doesn't count all of the warning signs leading up to it. Even if the actual rape happens behind closed doors, who was hanging around with the perpetrator on all of the steps leading up to it? When he was feeding her drinks, when he was talking about, hey, I'm going to go out tonight and get myself some. Who was hanging out with the potential victim as she was making the choice to go to the party, as she was drinking? Who had agreed to, we're all going to stay together and go home? Like, there's, whether you follow the path of the potential perpetrator or the potential victim, there are countless possible points of intervention long before isolation. So the first is, we don't just equip people to recognize an actual assault or an actual domestic violence incident. We cue them to recognize all of the warning signs so we stop it before it ever gets that far. The second is, when we talk about green dots, we don't just mean to react when you see something. We also mean, even if you never see a potential red dot, what are things you could be doing to make it clear to the people in your community and the people in your life that, you know what, violence is not okay with me. And it matters to me that you're someone that steps in. How do we communicate those norms to the people that we care about? So there's, between those two examples, there's lots of ways anyone could get involved, regardless of how exposed they are directly to a violent act.
And Dorothy, how can our listeners find out more about Green Dot?
Our website is livethegreendot.com, and if you go there, you get a sense of the philosophy. There's lots of stuff there you can kind of steal at will, and our contact information there as well for folks that want more resources or additional information.
Terrific. Thank you so much for joining
us
today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.